talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, Hollywood, Burbank. We're all over, but we're actually in Sherman Oaks. But you know, it's all good. It's all the same neighborhood. A couple people say they email me and they said, one week you say you're in LA, the next week you say you're in Hollywood, the next week, and that's because we've had several locations. So every time I write my script, it's for that particular area. So we cover all the areas. If you're listening to us, you can listen to us if you're in Russia because we're international. So there you go. But anyway, our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests provide advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com, and click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look at the graphic of our show, which is Question Reality, click the link, and this takes you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of all of our past guests, and you can play the shows right there, right then and there. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box and you will find us. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, we are booked until May. Yay! Our show is very, very popular. Thank you, people. Thank you, my kingdom. We are booked until May with some fantastic guests, so you want to go to the website and check that out and see who's coming up. And you want to do that, but I guess you need to know where to go to do that. The official Question Reality website, which is questionrealityshow.com, questionrealityshow.com. Now, as always, every week we have a fantastic guest. She is a rockin', rollin', hippin', happening chick named Jeannie Diva. She is one of our most popular guests. We always get requests for her to come back on because people seem to want her to give them all the vocal tips and all kinds of tips that they should be paying for. They want them right over the line, right over the air for free. So we try to squeeze out some free tips from her when she comes on the show. You might want to go to her website right now and check it out. It's jeanniediva.com, JeannieDeva.com. And you can check everything you need to know about Miss Jeannie Diva is on there. So she has vocal warm-ups. She has free warm-ups right on the website and download. She has a singer's guide. She's got a store. She's got singer services, free lessons, performance book. Everything you need is right on that website. So that's jeanniediva.com. And we are going to go briefly now before we bring her on so you can be looking at her website or writing down. You know, you got to get your pen and paper every week because I always tell you about great workshops coming up. Let's start with three that are going to be coming to the Actors Creative Workshop. And that website is actorscreativeworkshop.com. actorscreativeworkshop.com. The first one is on March 13th, Tuesday, March 13th at 8 o'clock. And it is Michael Torbiak with Jimmy Kimmel Live. And Michael Torbiak has been discovering new talent and working with some of the top names in film and TV at MTV, Bravo, and E! For nearly a decade. And for 2 years now, Michael has been the casting associate for some of the comedy segments on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And the show casts actors on a daily basis, and they do it for camera work, voiceovers. They hire dancers, musicians, and they often, like very often, bring in talent on a moment's notice for that night's show. So you could go to this class, and Michael could be extremely impressed with you, and you could be booked for a show that night. So you might want to go now. Torbjak, he works closely with Jimmy Kimmel's writers and directors to cast the bits for the show's monologue, and then the pre-taped segments involving the celebrity talent all the time. He does this on a regular basis, and he is responsible for casting everything from voiceover actors to principal performers. He does under fives. He does extras or background actors, we like to call them. They don't like to be called extras. And just a ton of stuff. Now, the office that he works out of, it casts, again, all kinds of performers. They have a variety of different segments. So no matter if you're a musician, singer, actor, dancer, you want to go to this workshop. And it would be really good if you have improv and sketch comedy experience. That's always a plus because that's what the show is about. But sometimes the role requires a more serious theater actor. So theater actors, don't just think that theater is for you. You can get work on shows like Jimmy Kimmel and Leno, et cetera, et cetera. So again, this workshop, it covers materials from previous shows. And since the majority of Jimmy Kimmel's castings is the same day, the fast pace and cold reading experience that hopefully you have, because I always tell my audience, cold reading, you must have it. This will prepare you for the real deal. So this is a great opportunity for you to learn about comedy bits that they cast. So if you want to learn what it takes to work on late night television, you want to go to this class. Again, Tuesday, March 13th, and it's at 8 o'clock, and it's $45. I mean, come on, $45. So get up there, do your thing. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. Next class is at Actors Creative Workshop is March 16th. Scott David, he's a full casting director with April Webster Casting. And anyone who works in the business knows April Webster is huge casting. And this class is open to teens and adults. And in this workshop, you get to bring two copies of a 2 to 3 minute scene. Usually you just bring one, but in this one, two copies of a 2 to 3 minute scene, and you get to read with Scott 101. I actually did a workshop with him years ago, and I was very impressed with the fact that he does one-to-one. Not many casting directors do that. When they have workshops, you go up and you actually have to do a scene with someone else in front of the whole class, but Scott likes to do them one-on-one, and he's really super nice. I remember I was very impressed with him, and he's been casting since 1996, and he's worked with so many directors and producers in film and television and theater, and also in new media like the webisodes and stuff and mobisodes. He cast for that. And he is one of the favorite casting directors with the advertising agencies and also the agents and the managers. So when he sends you over or asks for you to be auditioned, you most likely will be seen by them. So you want to check that out. That is March 16th, Scott David with April Webster Casting, and that is $65. He's a little bit more, but he's worth it because he's fantastic. And the very last one is March 20th, and that's Sarah Isaacson, and she's a full casting director with April Webster Casting as well. And right now, she's currently the co-casting director for Fringe, one of my favorite shows of all time. I love it, love it, love it. And also, she is the co-casting director for Alcatraz, which is on, and this is like my new favorite show. It's kind of like Lost and Prison Break rolled in one. And she has worked on television shows for over 12 years. And gosh, she did ER, West Wing, Third Watch, et cetera, et cetera. She's cast for everything on Lifetime. And that is about it. You can check all of these people out. Oh, again, March 20th, Tuesday, March 20th at 7 o'clock, and that class is $55. You can check all of these casting directors out on imdb.com, and you can see all of their credits. But I pick these out of – I mean, I get requests for people to advertise on my show all the time. I mean – all the time, but I only pick the ones, honestly, that I have either experienced myself by taking the class or that people have referred to me and they say they're fantastic and they actually have gotten called into the office. So these are my three picks for the week. Now, back to our wonderful guest, Jeannie Diva. Hopefully you checked out her website and you want to hear her actually speak before she falls asleep on the other end from me talking. Okay, so Jeannie Diva is an international performer. She's a celebrity master vocal coach, clinician, and trainer of voice teachers. She's the originator of the Diva Method, which is a non-classical approach for singers. And as a recording studio vocal specialist, she has been endorsed by engineers and producers, amongst others like Aerosmith, Elton John, Bette Midler, The Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac. She's been seen on E! In the TV Guide channels, and Jeannie has been a celebrity guest interviewed on talk shows in the United States and Venezuela. Her client list ranges from Grammy Award winners and American Idol finalists to singers for Christina Aguilera, Elton John, Celine Dion, and our lovely Stevie Wonder. And some of her clients were also leads in Broadway plays such as Wicked and Grease, and members of the touring cast of Color Purple and Lion King. And amongst the thousands of singers who own her contemporary vocalist book and CDs are Patti LaBelle and Robert Plant, and they rave about it. Rave. Now, there is a growing network of certified Diva Method teachers on the East and West Coast of the United States, as well as one in Sydney, Australia. So this woman, she's got to be mentally and physically exhausted. I think she's really secretly a zombie and that she never sleeps, because I can't even imagine how she would sleep with all the stuff she's got going on. But let's just find out. Now, we are here to talk to her today. We are going to get a little bit of advice from her. We're going to talk about her recent book, Singer's Guide to Powerful Performances. And this is a hot one. This is a hot one right off the press. And one of the endorsements for her book came from Dale Kawashima, who is the music publishing executive who's worked with Michael Jackson, Prince, Sony Music, and Motown Records, and head of Singer Universe and Songwriter Universe. And he said, quote, "Jeannie Diva is one of the nation's most respected vocal coaches. Through Singer's Guide to Powerful Performances, she offers many insights for vocalists who are striving for excellence." So that is just one of the many, many, many testimonials that she has received from extremely credited people in the world of music. So without further ado, let's say hi to Miss Jeannie Diva. Are you there?
I'm here.
Jeannie Diva!
Hello! Always a pleasure, Priscilla.
Always a pleasure, Miss Jeannie Diva. I like you on the show just to say your name, Jeannie Diva.
Well, thank you.
And let's just
feel free to say it when I'm not on the show as well.
Oh, my God. See, she's always plugging. That's why she's so successful. She's always networking, marketing, and plugging herself. And that's what you got to do, people, to make it. If people don't know who you are, what the hell are they going to do? They're not gonna know where you are, right? So, Jeannie Diva. Oh, by the way, let's clarify that is your last name. People keep saying to me, is that really her last name? We straightened that out decades ago, did we not, Jeannie Diva?
It is really my last name.
It is D-E-V-A.
D-E-V-A, that's right. Which, by the way, I don't know if I ever told you this. The definition of D-E-V-A is, it's in the dictionary. It has a Sanskrit root, and what it means is pervading spirit.
I like it.
Thank you.
You should get a tattoo. You don't
say
have
again?
To. Yes, that you should get a tattoo. Diva.
Oh.
Fading spirit.
Diva.
But somewhere where you can see it, you know, we have to be refined.
Thank you.
So, you know, last time you were on the show, we got so many emails, and I think you remember we could not get through all of them. So I told the people that when you came back on the show that we would go through their emails. So I emailed everyone, and I told them you were coming on the show today and that I would read their emails. So we are going to get to those in a little bit, people. So hang on. You know who you are. But first, let's give some career advice, what the show is all about, giving career advice to people pursuing a career in music. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Hopefully, these are my my questions. I hope they're good. I wrote them out because I thought, what do singers want to hear? These are questions that I've heard and things that I just thought about. So let's start. Okay. So let's tell people actually a little bit about you. So, I mean, I pretty much gave them the overall thing, but just to give them an idea, how long have you coached? What ages do you coach? And which styles of music do you coach?
Okay. I'll do it in backwards order.
Yeah.
I coach all styles of music. And while over 35 years ago when I first started teaching and coaching and doing performance coaching as well as vocal coaching, my initial reason for getting into it was to help rock singers and contemporary singers know that they had a way of improving their voice that wasn't opera technique. And so many people study classical technique and then try to sing pop or rock or whatever, and they have to drop what they've been studying because it doesn't cross over. And it does. It's not designed to support the contemporary voice. However,
I have heard people who have studied classical, and then they get up on stage and try to sing pop, and I'm like, no, you did not. OMG.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's the wrong sound.
It is. But they try. But you know, it's got to be hard if you're trained classically, and then you really want to do pop. What the hell do you do?
Yeah, you have to basically not use what you've been taught.
That's got to be rough because you got to go to another vocal coach and try untrain what you've already learned, right?
That's right. And the transition from classical approach to pop is not always easy. And I've done that for thousands of singers at this point, and it's tricky. It can be done, of course, but it's definitely you go through some emotional difficulties with it as well.
What would be the first thing? Just the first thing. Somebody comes into you. They've had classical singing. They're 21. Classical singing. They want to do pop. They want to be the next Madonna. What the hell is the first thing you tell them to do?
I get them to recognize how they pronounce words naturally and then use that as the monitoring point for when singing. Because usually classical technique, not all methods of classical, but most, have the singer sing with a yawn, which is basically lifting the soft palate, dropping the tongue, and trying to create a cavern in the back of the mouth. And that creates a very specific tone. Through the years, I've ended up coaching a good number of very famous opera singers from Europe as well as South America, and one I remember from the U.S., and the interesting thing that I found with each of them is that when I got them to create the classical sound without that yawn position, they sounded hundreds of times better. And they were already had huge careers. But it was a very interesting eye opener, and it was a little scary the first time that I told someone to experiment and try not to, you know, to do that as a classical singer. I'm like, okay, I'm out of my league here. Let's see, you know, that was many years ago. And it was really quite a wonderful surprise. The bottom line is any kind of muscle manipulation that's being used by the singer tenses muscles, and then they're not really working and doing their natural job for the singer, and it influences the sound, often by giving them a more hollow sound, less warmth, and certainly the feeling of less agility and ease of singing. It's like being in a harness.
Oh my God.
That's the first thing that I do, in particular with somebody crossing over from classical technique. But frankly, there's a lot of singers who do it, some version of that, because of misinformation about, for example, how to pronounce an ah, and people saying, oh, ah is this open sound, and you have to have this opening in the back of your mouth and such. And you don't. Once again, it really takes a lot of the richness out of the voice when trying to open the back of the throat and lift the soft palate.
It's really quite a science, isn't it? It's
totally a science.
It's a science. It's almost like you have to study this on in black and white and then do it, or study it in black and white and then have – it's like going to a school, actually. It's like going to a school and being retrained. Now, let's move on to another question here. A lot of people – because there are questions that you should always ask prospective vocal coaches. So I'm going to ask you this question as if I were a student. Miss Jeannie Diva, what is your pro singing experience and in what musical styles? Why should I choose you? There you go.
Oh, that's the end of the question. Why should you choose me? Maybe you shouldn't choose me. But
well, you know, a lot of people want to know. I've heard that is a question you should ask. What is your pro singing experience and in what musical style? Because a lot of singers want to choose people. And you just answered the question how you don't need to do that, but because you could be a classical singer and you can train them how to completely change their style. But a lot of people actually choose vocal teachers who've had singing experience in the genre of singing that they want to sing.
Right. That has merit, absolutely, because if you're singing heavy metal and you're working with somebody who hates heavy metal, that kind of doesn't work. You want somebody who's going to...
No, you want someone that can scream louder than you do.
Right, or at least match you. But and additionally, to teach you how to do it without hurting your voice. And nobody can do that if they don't have a reality on the style of music that you're singing.
Right.
Much less they need to like the style of music that you're singing. Otherwise, often a voice teacher who is coming from a divergent path will try to dissuade the person, the student that they're teaching from singing that style of music and try to get them to sing some other style that's the teacher's preference. That aside, you're asking me this question. So basically, I have sung everything from rock, blues, pop. I'm supposed to answer this question, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Why am I going to give you all my whole paycheck at the end of the week?
Okay. So, but let me actually put it this way. While this isn't as personal, nonetheless, it is. I'm confusing myself. I'll finish answering this question like this. For me, it's what I call popra, which is there are certain selections that I sing like this, where I use my voice as an instrument without lyrics, and it's a kind of a quasi-classical crossover to pop form that just a few classical pop singers do in the world. So it gives me as well an orientation to classical sound and the creation of it without any kind of gimmicks or muscle manipulations, as I was mentioning earlier. A teacher who's a good singer, who is well personally versed in many styles, is only one small aspect of what to look for in a singer. There's actually three things to look for primarily in a singer. One is, what styles are they familiar with, like you just said, Priscilla? The other is, how well do they communicate, and how well do they listen to you? In other words, do they listen to your needs? Do they understand what you are looking for? Are your goals important to them to help guide you in that direction?
That leads me to my next question, which I'm dying to ask you. Do you provide warm-up and cool-down exercises for your students? And if so, are they all the same, or are they custom-tailored for each one of your students?
Okay, good question. And I'm going to finish the earlier answer and answer that one.
The third thing
that's very important in a teacher is that they know the true physiology of the voice. Not that they're teaching something that somebody else told them to teach, or, you know, they sing so they think that they can teach. A good voice teacher knows the physiology and has worked out, as I did with my own original research back in the early 70s, how does body work to make sound, and what kind of techniques actually help it to do its natural job. Anything that's natural is by far easier, and you don't end up having to think about it. You understand it and you utilize it. So as far as warm-ups go, I first began developing vocal warm-ups for the singers that I was working with in, let's see, the late 70s. As far as I could tell at that point, nobody really knew about vocal warm-up, and they didn't know about vocal cool-down either, and still a lot of people don't. So I have been working through all these years to get singers to understand what are the principles that go into vocal warm-ups. As a result, what kinds of sounds do you use to assist the muscles in limbering and preparing to sing? And the importance of doing that to keeping your voice, starting your show in high form, because most singers tend to use their songs as their warm-ups. And there are too many things going on within the song for songs to be appropriate, to be used. You know, like there's words, there's vowels, there's consonants, there's the melody of the song, there's the intent of the message of the song and the emotions that you're putting in, there's the timing of it, there's just too much stuff. So I do design warm-ups on the spot depending on the needs of the singer that I'm working with. If I don't already have something created that would work for them, I do customize a singer's warm-up. Because also, some singers need longer warm-ups than other singers. And that can also be a variable per person, depending on how well are they utilizing proper nutrition for the body. Are they dehydrated or keeping their hydration level good so that the muscles can respond well to their desires as a singer? Have they gotten adequate sleep? These are like some of the three key elements that will change and vary the needs of warm-up for the singer in terms of length.
You have already just covered my questions. I don't even get to answer, because my next question was, do you kind of take like sort of a medical history in reference to the voice, and do you analyze each student's vocal habits at the first lesson, like pitch and tone and breath control and range and stamina, all that stuff? But I guess you do, because you kind of find out a little bit about their medical history in your own way.
Yeah. Usually I start off with a consultation when I'm working with somebody, which sometimes doesn't mean that I accept them immediately as a student. Sometimes it'll mean that I'll suggest that they work with one of my other Diva Method trained instructors, and get to a point where I feel it's appropriate for them to work with me. And sometimes, you know, and they have to feel comfortable with me.
They have to work up to you, Jeannie Diva. Nobody gets to step in your golden studio, so they have to work hard for their little nugget of gold. Now, let me ask, can you teach breathing techniques so that each student can self-check their breath control? Do you do that?
I do. The way that I deal with breath control is unique to my method. And I've discovered in my research a way of assisting the body so that it can naturally regulate the air that's needed for singing, and the singer does not need to think about their breathing, which is always a relief for everyone who knows about this, because traditionally, breathing exercises and thinking about your breathing and all of that kind of stuff is a fairly traditional route in voice training. And I basically took the evolution to a next point in terms of the evolution of voice training and what that means for breath control. So I have a few physical exercises that I teach a person and lead them through, and at a certain point they don't have to do these exercises anymore, but it basically sets the body up to do it for them. Natural breath control.
Autopilot. Now, do you teach both live and studio singing and microphone technique?
Yeah. Basically, if you think of voice training as a complete package, what is it? I mean, voice technique is only part of it. And you can kind of dovetail, I guess, vocal warm-up and cool-down as part of vocal technique. But that's not the end. That's the beginning. Nobody studies voice technique just to study voice technique. They're studying it as a means to bring them to a higher level of being able to use their voice the way they want to communicate what they want to. That means style, song types, genre, what kind of performer do they want to be? Do they want to be a dancing singer? Do they want to give huge stadium shows or keep it intimate and do coffee houses? Are they playing an instrument at the same time as they're singing? Using mic, most do. You need to know mic technique, and you also need to know how to shop for a mic and match a mic to the qualities of your voice so that that microphone electronically will support what you're doing vocally and not alter it, which they will do if you don't match the mic to you.
That is so, you know, that I'm so glad you said that, because so many people starting out singing, they just go to a store and just buy the cheapest microphone, mm-hmm. and they just think their voice is going to do it all. And I just think it's so important that before you choose a vocal coach that you ask, do you teach both live singing, studio singing, mm-hmm. microphone technique? Mm-hmm. And this is common sense. I'm not an expert like you, but it just seems like common sense to me. Do you mm-hmm. also teach stage present movement and right. any kind of audience communication techniques? Because have you ever gone to some of these coffee houses and seen, God bless them, the people that are up there performing? They look at the floor the whole time, mm-hmm. or they look at their instrument. Right. Who the hell wants to sit there and listen to somebody singing for like an hour with somebody yeah. just looking at the floor or their instrument? No,
that's
we're not.
Right. And you know what? You know what, that also is, you know, so many people are submitting videos of themselves performing now, you know, like in their room or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have just completed a residency on T.C. Helicon's webzine, which is called voicecouncil.com. Fabulous, fabulous mm-hmm. website, fabulous magazine. And the company creates the best vocal products, electronic vocal products in the world. I've become an endorser of them because they're unmatched, unparalleled in the kinds of things that they create to support singers electronically to really bring the voice forward and make it so much easier to sing.
Do you really think they have an instrument for me? Now, you've heard a sample of my singing. Yeah, I tell you, a deaf man could hear me singing. Now, is there an instrument they provide that makes me sound better, Jeannie Diva?
Well, I think that might be arranged. I think it has your name on the box.
You know what I like? You know what's interesting about you? Have this naturally, you have this sexy, sultry voice, but every time you talk to me, you match my high pitchy.
I do, don't I?
You automatically go there, Jeannie Diva.
You're right.
Hey,
the musician ear in me.
It is. You automatically acclimate. Hey, listen, we only got a couple more minutes. I want to talk to you about, you got so many things to cover. I know that you are now working with a new artist signed to Interscope Label. And tell us about that. Tell us all about that.
Well, it's very exciting. I can't reveal her name. It's part of the contract because Interscope will be releasing her as one of their newest artists very soon. She's working in the studio right now, and the songs and the production will blow everybody's mind. It's a combination of some of the hippest styles that are out right now, and they've taken it a bit further. And she's a wonderful, wonderful singer. She's 22 years old. We're handling a couple of things that is just really going, you know, vocally, that really is just going to put her right over the top as, I feel, one of the nation and the world's leading singers. And that spot, unfortunately, does need to be filled at this time with the passing of Whitney Houston. God bless her.
Do you know, I just found out today. That Whitney Houston died yesterday. I had no idea. We just heard for sure. Now, is this, I see here that this is a country pop artist. Is that right?
No, that's a different artist.
Oh, you're working with a different artist too? I work
with many, many artists simultaneously.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, I also heard that you're going to be filming a reality television show. Is it a reality television show regarding the making of a singing star this spring?
Yes.
It's going to be very, very exciting. What channel is it on? Tell us.
It's basically being negotiated right now. So, you know, this is, again, one of those things in Hollywood that you don't get to blab about other than what the concept is. Until it's finally released, but it is with one of my other clients, and her stage name is Novi, and she's really bringing something very, very fresh to the stage, as well as musically, just amazing songs, totally unique, and this show will essentially be about her background and, you know, bringing her, I can't say anymore. Sorry.
Isn't that something, Jeannie Diva?
You can do that terrible.
Bringing it up as a damn topic point. No, we can't.
Yeah. Oh, you know, another thing that your listeners might be interested in doing is typing into Google or whatever, Yahoo search, LA Times Adele interview Jeannie Diva. LA Times just interviewed me a few days ago about Adele's vocal surgery and recovery, and we got into a bunch of things regarding how a singer needs to avoid, what a singer needs to do in order to avoid those kinds of situations, which quite a number of top celebrity singers unfortunately have run themselves into recently, and having to cancel months of prearranged gigs and tours and such because they totally trashed their voice out. Anyway, so this article should be very insightful.
Oh, yeah. I want to know, because I saw, you know, I read The Star and The Enquirer, and there was something in there about Adele, and I thought it said that she got maybe a lymph node.
No, it's called a polyp, which is like a blister that can form by loosening the mucous membrane on the vocal folds. Everybody knows them as vocal cords, but that's not really their right name, and
right. They're
not strings. But they're lined with mucous membrane, and I won't go into the whole thing of what happened what might have brought it, but yeah, she just had vocal surgery not that long ago, about 2.5 months ago or so.
Yeah,
she's going to be singing tonight, though.
Oh, yes, yes.
on the Grammys.
I love her. I love her so much. Okay, let's talk about you're going to be filming videos of your entire vocal development curriculum.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, there's a group that was founded by one of the founders of AOL a couple years ago, I guess, left AOL, and being a musician at heart, he began creating a new platform, totally writing all this new digital code to support a whole thing that is like different kinds of music academies that have video, you know, online video teaching, and it's a video interchange so that the students of the academy at certain points send in videos of themselves doing exercises or songs or whatever, and then the instructor gives a video critique back. And they courted me for a few months over the summer, and my manager and I really liked the idea, and after a little while of negotiations, signed on with them. I'll be their first vocal coach as part of this whole Artist Works online music academies, and I think the name of it is going to be Genie Diva Online Voice School, something like that. I'm not quite sure what they're going to call it, but of course it'll have my name. And it will be 100 plus videos breaking down each step of my voice training with vocal exercises, vocal warm-ups, the breath management exercises I was mentioning earlier in our talk, all kinds of advices. There'll be an aspect of mic technique on it, and me showing how to clean a microphone, what is mic technique, and it's going to cover a lot of stuff.
So that people can find that out if they just visit your website, geniediva.com, you'll have updates on there. All right. So
yeah.
I understand that this past year you opened a new location for your private vocal coaching in Brentwood, California.
That's right.
And
yep.
You now have 5 Genie Diva vocal voice studios? And what's it,
aside from my own teaching, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Boston, Hollywood, North Hollywood, and Sydney, Australia.
That's right. I have
Jesus,
two locations in Boston. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to borrow some money from you. You are rolling in the dough now, aren't you, Genie Diva? Glad to know I got a rich friend. So you're again. Let's go back to the book, Singer's Guide to Powerful Performances. This came out on the all digital e-reader, as well as a version that can be read on Macs and PCs. Tell us about that.
That's right. Sure. I'm very excited about this book. It's
Can you
been
get it
years
on Kindle?
In the making.
Kindle?
Yes. Yeah, Kindle has it. The e-book store has it. You can read it on your iPad. The Nook, Sony e-readers, there's about 5 or 6 right now different e-readers that if a person has it, they can go right to the bookstore of that e-reader and purchase it.
So
you can
go to iTunes
and you can find it. Yeah.
If they go to geniediva.com, they just click mm-hmm. on what link do they click on to see that?
Singer's Guide.
Singer's Guide. Okay, I see that. And then
you'll also see it even on the homepage. There's a picture of the book, and you can just click on that picture, and it'll bring you directly to the right page.
And are you having success? Is it like all the rage now, or what?
It's doing really well. It's very gratifying.
I see all the endorsements you got. You got endorsement from Gregory Barker, the commissioning editor for the Voice Council magazine, and he said, "I'm thrilled to see a book for singers which covers a breadth of essential topics from vocal warm-ups to insights on cutting-edge technology." Now, Genie Diva, I didn't know you were all into the cutting-edge technology.
I have to be. If I'm really going to help a singer launch their career or expand their career or sustain their career, you've got to know about all the different aspects that support a singer and that are used on stage, from what's the best mic stand, which I cover in this book, how to go about shopping for a microphone, as we talked about earlier. There's a whole section on that. There's a whole chapter on mic technique and demonstrating the best ways of using a microphone and having it support your voice so that you aren't struggling on stage. What about your sound equipment? Can you hear yourself? Because a singer who's singing who cannot hear themselves is going to push, strain, and sound terrible. So you've got to know as a singer how to work your stage, how to work the equipment that you're using so that you can use it all seamlessly and it doesn't detract from your performance or from the ease of singing. And anybody who's listening who has done any kind of live performing has probably run into their own stories, you know, and has their own stories about the miserable times that they've had on stage.
Absolutely.
Not being able to hear themselves.
Oh, my God. And it's so much more than a singer learning from a vocal teacher who just teaches you some exercises and then you're off on your own going out there to pick up your own equipment, learn how to stand,
right.
Sit. It's so much more. I love this quote on your book from Dee Dee O'Malley from the Los Angeles Music Awards Singer-Songwriter of the Year. He says, Jeannie Diva's Singer's Guide to Powerful Performances is the Bible for all singers. It's like having your own personal singing guru with you all the time. This book is filled from front to back with everything you will need to deliver a powerful, memorable performance. Jeannie will help you understand the role of the artist and the importance of what you have chosen to do by being a performer. I really like that. That's very powerful. She has packed this unbelievable book with every bit of ammunition a singer can use to succeed from eating right, eating the right foods, to preparing for a performance and winning over any audience in any venue, and much, much more. It's a super fun read. Every page of the book is a gold nugget. Read it, use it, and treasure it. That is the best review I think I have ever read for a vocal coach.
Thanks.
In my life. I mean, that's awesome.
It humbles me.
Well, that review is everything you need to know. Why would you even pick out another book? Because I just don't know. It just would baffle me if anybody would get another book other than that, because you need to get all of these things, all of them, the techniques, the equipment, all of the stuff that you teach. It's all in this book. I don't even understand. I don't know why people would be, they'd be crazy to get another book, right? The crazy.
Well, interestingly enough, there's nothing like it out at all.
Yeah.
It's very hard to find any kind of book on performance for a singer. And the couple that I was able to find came out many, many years ago and were written by classical instructors.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, there's this, you know, void that definitely has to get filled. Singers need to have this information.
Well, if they go to jeanniediva.com, they can certainly get this information. Am I right, Jeannie Diva?
This is correct.
All right. Well, we have 1 minute left. Whenever we have you on, the time just flies. We just can never get everything done, right? I promised one question. We got 1 minute to answer this. I'm going to pick one. I'm sorry. We're going to have to bring Jeannie Diva on and answer the rest of the questions next time. I'm going to pick one of the six. Okay, I'm about to perform live at a coffee house for – dear Jeannie, I'm about to perform live at a coffee house for the first time. Do audiences like fast or slow songs? Lisa Lewis, Seattle, Washington, go. You got 1 minute, Jeannie.
They like both.
you'll
put them to sleep if you only do slow songs.
Right.
And you won't give them a moment to breathe if you only do fast songs.
Right. I always say fast, medium, slow. Am I right, Jeannie Diva?
That's true. But the other thing is creating a line from the beginning of the set to how you want to end the set. What mood do you want to leave them with? So those are your bookmarks. What do you call those? Book.
That sounds,
you know those things.
Bookends.
Bookends, that's it. Thank you.
There you go. That makes sense.
So how do you want to greet your audience? That's your opening song.
Yeah.
Bring them into your world. That's your, you know, you have to take them step by step, and you're going to bring them through different moods. Try not to have the same theme three songs in a row. My boyfriend left me. Okay, next song. My boyfriend left me.
Oh.
Third song. I'm crying so much. You know, you want to bring them through different experiences.
That's a very good thing.
Sometimes you can put two slow songs together somewhere right in the middle of the set, and then start building it up so that you end them. End off with something that's positive, hopefully, and is going to leave them humming.
Yeah, absolutely. Leave them humming. Leave them coming back for more. And that's what we're going to do to the audience today, because we're going to leave everybody coming back for more to the next time Jeannie Diva comes on the show. And I'm sorry, I didn't get to ask all the email questions. We did it again, Jeannie, which means that you're going to have to come back again and say you'll come back again.
I will come back again.
Yeah. Thank you,
everybody. With pleasure.
Say goodbye to your fans, Jeannie Diva.
Goodbye, everybody. Look forward to hearing your questions next time and answering them.
Go to JeannieDiva.com, and we are done for the day, and let's watch the Grammys tonight. Bye, everybody.
And goodbye, Priscilla.
Bye, Jeannie.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.